In all your years, did your father talk to you about Wyatt?
A little bit.
What would he say?
Well, not too much. He was, it was such a private thing, it really was, with him. He really didn't talk too much about it because it was such a terrible loss in his life. It was just like a part of him that had died. I mean, it really was. And I certainly never asked him anything about it. He didn't talk about it much.
Virginia, there were some belongings of Wyatt that Waite kept.
Yes, that Waite kept. Yeah. And I found them in his nightstand drawer. And it was a
little handful of stuff.
A can of Prince Albert tobacco that had been emptied out or used. And he had a sack of Bull Durham tobacco and papers to roll your own cigarettes. And pictures of a few girls. There were twin girls if they dated for a while. And then a union card membership for when they worked in the mines. They had to join the union. I know those were Whites. There was no reason Dad would have had that. He smoked, but he wouldn't have rolled his own.
At that time, he probably did.
Yeah, but I think it was white.
Okay.
I think it's what was in his pockets.
Okay.
When he died.
That was back in those days when they both were rolling their own, probably.
I remember, too, after Waite died, I was cleaning out his desk there at home, and in the bottom drawer at the very back was a picture of one of the twins, and it was taken off of the old picture that they had made with uniforms, Western Union delivery boys, their picture of the twins together.
And in uniform. The only time they ever wore a uniform was when they were delivery boys, and in those days they had these uniforms, and there was a picture of the two of them, and it looked like a double photograph of the same person because they were so identical.
Huh. Dad said that those were the best clothes they had had up to that time, so they had a picture made for their mother.
Yeah.
But someone had taken one of the boys, one of the twins, and made it a separate picture in a frame, and it was down in the bottom drawer of Dad's desk. And I feel sure that that was Waite, because Dad wouldn't add a picture of himself. But Dad was so private that when you looked at the picture of the two of them and you said, which one is Waite and which one is you? And he would say, I don't know. But he knew, and he took that one picture of Waite and kept it very close to him.
Was your father, was he a shy man?
No.
In a way.
In a way, maybe, but that was one of the last things you'd expect of him. He was a pretty bold kind of a person.
But he had so much respect for successful men that had worked for it that you could see him at times that he was a little shy around them.
Yet he was enormously successful. In 1926, at 43 years old, he was worth $40 million. And yet for his success, he'd kind of back off from other successful people.
Until he got to know them pretty well. I remember he met Mr. Harriman in New York once. I don't remember the connection that put them together. But Dad said to Mr. Harriman, you know, we were partners at one time. You were furnishing the money, and I was helping build your railroad out in Utah. And Mr. Harriman didn't see anything funny about it. He said he was a very stern man.
And he was governor of New York, Harriman. And he was, your Waite was saying, because as teenagers they were working on this railroad.
Yes.
Yeah. Frank had these picnics for the lawmen and the outlaws. Did you hear talk about that? Or
quite a bit.
Tell us what the story was behind all that.
I think really that came from the banking days. His bank was never robbed, and he attributed that to the outlaws' picnic. And he said at times that when they had those picnics that he knew that some of the people that robbed the banks were there, but they never did hit him.
They could mix, the lawmen and the outlaws could mix, and then either at sundown or whatever, they went back to their role again as being what they were.
The lawmen promised to not arrest any of the people that were there. It was kind of a unique concept.
This is what Dad told my wife.
And very successful. And as I say, they're still having it. We were invited last year, but we didn't go. Maybe we'll make it someday.